Chapter 50 Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie in the end. He Jushin was forced into the carriage by the impatient Xu Ting, and they began their journey back to the capital city. Under Dr. He Jushin's relentless pestering, Du Xian became her disciple. Throughout the journey, He Jushin eagerly imparted medical knowledge to Du Xian, as if she believed that once they reached the capital city, she wouldn't return. Du Xian cooperated well and several days passed without any trouble. One day, heavy rain fell, making the road muddy. Moreover, the weather in November was extremely cold, causing the pace of the group to slow down. By evening, they hadn't reached the planned destination but found a dilapidated city temple instead. It wasn't spacious enough to accommodate 800 people. Many guards had to huddle in corners, seeking shelter under the eaves to escape the rain. Thankfully, the rain soon stopped, but by then, it was already pitch black outside, making it impossible to continue their journey. Xu Ting had no choice but to order them to spend the night at the city temple. The guards started gathering firewood to light a fire and dry the ground before setting up camp. Xu Ting, Du Xian, and the others stayed inside the city temple. The chief of the imperial guards had already started a fire, driving away the cold brought on by the rain. Suddenly, He Jushin called out, "Disciple, come here." Du Xian walked over, and He Jushin pointed to the plants on the ground, asking him, "What is this?" As it was already quite dark, Du Xian called for Hong Feng to bring a torch. After examining the plants, he exclaimed with delight, "Wild ginger." Unexpectedly, a patch of wild ginger was growing next to the city temple. He Jushin nodded in satisfaction and said, "Good, have someone dig them all out and boil water for the soldiers to prevent colds." Du Xian immediately informed Xu Ting, and a group of guards armed with their swords started digging up the wild ginger. After a simple meal of dry rations, Du Xian arranged to boil the wild ginger into water. Everyone drank a large bowl, and immediately felt warmth spreading through their bodies, warming up their internal organs. Some people were assigned to keep watch, while Xu Ting slept with her sword, and Du Xian sat beside her, leaning against her. He Jushin was given extra protection, with guards surrounding her, ensuring she sat right in the center. In the winter, the insects had burrowed into the ground, and the night was quiet and still. Suddenly, the sound of arrows piercing the air echoed, and arrow after arrow shot into the city temple. Xu Ting instantly opened her eyes, and Du Xian was also startled. The commander of the Imperial Guards shouted, "Assassins!" All the guards woke up, and the sounds of fighting erupted as arrows kept raining in, turning the city temple into a hedgehog of spikes. Xu Ting used her sword to cut through the flying arrows and then pushed Du Xian to a corner, instructing Hong Feng and Liu Tang to protect him. With a loud crash, several large holes were smashed through the roof of the city temple, and masked black-clad assassins descended from above. Outside, there were 800 imperial guards, making it practically impossible for them to break through the main entrance and storm in. Hence, the assassins chose to attack from the rooftop. The small size of the city temple made it impossible for all the guards outside to enter, giving the assassins an opportunity to kill the doctor, He Jushin. Their plan seemed cunning indeed. Xu Ting wielded her sword to counter the attackers. She had foreseen that the escort wouldn't be smooth all the way, as there would surely be those who didn't want the doctor, He Jushin, to reach the capital city alive. He Jushin was being protected by the commander of the Imperial Guards and remained unharmed for the time being. She had the strength to complain, "I knew agreeing to accompany you to the capital wouldn't lead to anything good." With a swishing sound, the besieged commander of the Imperial Guards was in a desperate situation, her arm directly slashed open, blood gushing. He Jushin angrily cursed and swiftly threw out a silver needle, causing several assassins to scream in agony as they covered their eyes. Xu Ting quickly rushed over and said to the commander of the Imperial Guards, "Hand the doctor over to me." The commander of the Imperial Guards immediately trusted Xu Ting and handed He Jushin over to her protection before freeing her hands and joining the fight against the assassins. As Xu Ting protected He Jushin, the assassins shifted their focus towards her. However, Xu Ting proved to be stronger than the commander of the Imperial Guards, ensuring He Jushin's safety without any flaws. The assassination attempt lasted for half an hour, and bodies were strewn all over the ground. The assassins finally realized they couldn't kill He Jushin and, with resentment, the remaining few retreated. Xu Ting sheathed her sword and promptly approached Du Xian, asking, "Are you okay?" Du Xian grabbed Xu Ting's hand and anxiously replied, "You are injured." "It's all right, just a minor wound," Xu Ting reassured. As a military leader accustomed to getting injured, Xu Ting regarded this situation as common. For her, not getting injured would be strange. She didn't really mind. However, Du Xian cared deeply and insisted, "Let me bandage it for you." Feeling unexpectedly comforted by someone's concern, Xu Ting allowed Du Xian to lead her. She took off her outer robe and rolled up her sleeves. Du Xian added more firewood to the fire, rekindling it. Then, she heated water in a clay pot and used a handkerchief to clean Xu Ting's wound. Among the belongings that He Jushin brought along, there were bandages for injuries and an excellent medicinal powder for treating bruises and injuries. After Du Xian cleaned the wound, he applied the medicine and gently wrapped Xu Ting's wound with the bandage. The commander of the Imperial Guards entered from outside to report, "There are no survivors among the assassins, and we couldn't find any identifying symbols on them." Xu Ting was not surprised. She had expected this outcome. "How many casualties on our side?" she asked. "Several dozen guards were killed, and many others were injured. Thanks to the doctor's medicine, many injuries were quickly treated," the commander of the Imperial Guards replied. Xu Ting replied, "Send the charity for the deceased's families tomorrow, and the severely injured guards will stay at the post stations to recover. We need to hurry back to the capital city." They encountered two more assassination attempts afterward, prompting Xu Ting to change her route back to the capital city. In December, as they finally entered the vicinity of the capital city, the assassins who had been trailing them disappeared without a trace. No one dared to make a rash move in the Empress's domain, so Xu Ting successfully escorted the doctor, He Jushin, safely to the capital city. As soon as they entered the city, the Imperial Guards from the Empress's side arrived to escort He Jushin into the palace. The Empress, Crown Princess, and others who received the news were overjoyed. Upon returning home, the seemingly normal fourth princess, Yan Yuntong, directed her anger at the entire covert guards responsible for the assassination attempt, ordering the leader to commit suicide. "Fourth princess, what should we do next?" Master Chu asked. At this moment, Yan Yuntong's face was full of gloom as she said, "If He Jushin manages to cure Yan Yunchen, we can only temporarily postpone our plan. It seems that's the only option now. It's a pity we missed such a good opportunity," Master Chu sighed. The fourth princess sipped her tea with a serious expression and slowly looked up. "Yan Yunchen is really lucky. But it doesn't matter, one can't hide for so long. And there's also the Zhenbian queen's daughter," Mr. Chu suddenly said. "If possible, fourth princess, it would be best to bring her to our side." The recent task of escorting the doctor He Jushin undoubtedly made many people pay more attention to Xu Ting, including Yan Yuntong. "From what I can see, she seems to have a closer relationship with the Crown Princess's side, which is not beneficial to us," Yan Yuntong responded. "I understand," Master Chu replied. After being taken away by the Imperial Guards, He Jushin was brought to the palace, while Xu Ting accompanied them to report to the Empress. Du Xian's carriage quietly returned to the Zhenbian Palace. Having met with the Empress and receiving numerous rewards, Xu Ting returned to the Zhenbian Palace. During this time, she also bid farewell to the commander of the Imperial Guards. After their journey together, the commander of the Imperial Guards had been completely won over by Xu Ting and considered her a close friend. Of course, Xu Ting was happy to accept this friendship. He Jushin was left in the palace, where the Empress provided her with the highest level of treatment, promising to have the Crown Princess visit the next day for medical treatment. After comforting Han Ji, who was concerned for his injured daughter, Xu Ting returned to her courtyard. By now, Du Xian had changed out of his disguise as a woman and returned to his male attire. Xu Ting couldn't help but feel a bit regretful. Since marrying Xu Ting, Du Xian had gradually adjusted his dress and appearance to match Xu Ting's preferences, leaning towards a more androgynous style that captured the charm of the ethereal and elegant young masters admired in Xu Ting's original world. However, when Du Xian completely dressed in female attire, or what could be called male attire in Xu Ting's eyes, it still left Xu Ting astonished, in a different way. There was no denying that Du Xian's original appearance was also attractive. Of course, Du Xian noticed the sense of regret in Xu Ting's eyes and couldn't help but turn his head to ask, "Xu Ting, do you like me dressing that way?" He couldn't help but think of Mo Zian, who had a rough appearance and dressed as a woman while engaging in business to avoid being recognized. But instead of being repulsed, Lu Jilan admired and liked Mo Zian's appearance. Now, Du Xian realized that Xu Ting seemed to appreciate men dressed as women as well. This, suddenly, Xu Ting felt a kind of instinctual desire to say, I like seeing you dressed that way. Your grace outshines that of countless women. Du Xian blushed at the praise and thought to himself that since Xu Ting liked it, he would dress that way more often for Xu Ting. Master, what are these? Xu Ken, who was helping Du Xian pack his belongings, walked in holding three old books. Weren't these Dr. He Jushin's medical books? Why were they in Du Xian's belongings? Xu Ting took the three medical books, and her expression suddenly became serious. Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi. https://ko-fi.com/dragontia